John chapter 17. Joshua spoke these things, and lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, even as you gave him authority over all flesh, that to all whom you have given him, he may give eternal life. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Messiah Joshua, whom you have sent. Commentary note 66. Perhaps the clearest definition of eternal life. We would do well to pay attention to this saying. Eternal life is found, gained, or remained in by knowing the Father and His Son. And an essential part of that is to read, know, and understand the Son's words and teachings, not the Bible or Scripture. See John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Returning to the text, verse 4. I glorify you on the earth, having accomplished the work which you have given me to do. Now, Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. I have manifest your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have come to know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words which you gave me I have given to them, and they received them and truly understood that I came forth from you, and they believe that you sent me. I ask on their behalf. I do not ask on behalf of the world, but of those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all things that are mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. I am no longer in the world, and yet they themselves are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, the name which you have given me, that they may be one even as we are one. While I was with them, I was keeping them in your name, which you have given me, and I guarded them, and not one of them perished, but Judas Iscariot, the son of destruction, so that the scripture would be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, so that they may have my joy made full in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. See John chapter 15, verse 18. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify, that is, set them apart in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have also sent them into the world. Commentary note 67. Disciples have a purpose or work while in the world, since we are sent into the world to bring people to the Father. There are no, quote, ministries as the religious sects define that. All disciples have the same mission, to bring people to our Father and spread Joshua's teachings, and we all are to be active in that work, since it reflects the passion of our heart. It all starts, and our work is only credible, by keeping the new command about loving one another. See John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35. Returning to the text, verse 19. For their sakes I separate myself, that they themselves may also be separated in truth. Commentary note 68. See verses 14, 16, 17, and 19. All speak of the disciples' separation from the world, the people of the earth who will not have Joshua as their leader. We will have a separate, distinguishable people. We will be a separate, distinguishable people, not living according to the world's ways, nor chasing what the world considers valuable. Returning to the text, verse 20. I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those who also believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me. The glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected in unity. Commentary note 69. The people of the earth who don't believe Joshua will only know that God has sent his most beloved Son to save us if we are in unity. How do the tens of thousands of divided Bible Christian sects represent Joshua's stated desire here? All attempts to explain how the tens of thousands of divisions of people all saying they are somehow part of a unified, quote, Church of Christ, unquote, are nothing more than empty words of grievous hypocrisy. The little flocks and families of the Good Shepherd are the actual representation of the unity brought about by the love spoken of here by Joshua. Returning to the text. So that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, although the world has not known you, yet I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you love me may be in them, and I in them. John chapter 18. When Joshua had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the ravine of the Kidron, where there was a garden in which he entered with his disciples. Now Judas also, who was betraying him, knew the place, for Joshua had often met there with his disciples. Judas then, having received the Roman representatives and officers from the religious leaders, came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. So Joshua, knowing all the things that were coming upon him, went forth and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Joshua the Nazarene." He said to them, "I am he." And Judas also, who was betraying him, was standing with them. So when he said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Therefore he asked them again, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Joshua the Nazarene." Joshua answered, "I told you that I am he, so if you seek me, let these go their way." To fulfill the word which he spoke, "Of those whom you have given me, I have lost not one." Simon Peter then, having a sword, drew it and struck the chief religious leader's servant and cut off his right ear, and the servant's name was Malchus. So Joshua said to Peter, "Put the sword into the sheath. The cup or work which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it?" So the Roman representatives and the commander and the officers of the religious and political leaders arrested Joshua and bound him, and led him to Annas first, for he was father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was chief religious leader that year. Now Caiaphas was the one who had advised the people that it was best for one man to die on behalf of the people. Simon Peter was following Joshua, and so was another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the chief religious leader, and entered with Joshua into the court of the chief religious leader. But Peter was standing at the door outside. So the other disciple who was known to the chief religious leader went out and spoke to the doorkeeper and brought Peter in. Then the servant girl who kept the door said to Peter, "You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you?" And he said, "I am not." Now the servants and the officers were standing there, having made a charcoal fire, for it was cold, and they were warming themselves, and Peter was also with them, standing and warming himself. The chief religious leader then questioned Joshua about his disciples and about his teachings. Joshua answered him, "I have spoken openly to the world. I always taught in the religious building and in the temple, where all the people come together, and I spoke nothing in secret. Why do you question me? Question those who have heard what I spoke to them. They know what I said." When he had said this, one of the officers standing nearby struck Joshua, saying, "Is that the way you answer the high priest?" Joshua answered him, "If I have spoken wrongly, testify of the wrong. But if rightly, why do you strike me?" So Annas sent him, bound to Caiaphas, the chief religious leader. Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. So they said to him, "You are not also one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the chief religious leader, being a relative of the one whose ear Peter cut off, said, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter then denied it again, and immediately a rooster crowed. Then they led Joshua from Caiaphas into the praetorium, the place of Roman judgment, And it was early, and they themselves, the Jewish religious leaders, judicial and political leaders, did not enter into the praetorium so that they would not be defiled, be made unclean in their eyes, but might eat the Passover. Therefore Pilate, the Roman governor, went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" So they answered and said to him, "If this man were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him to you." So Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him according to your law." The Jews said to him, "We are not permitted to put anyone to death, to fulfill the word of Joshua, which he spoke, signifying by what kind of death he was about to die." Therefore Pilate entered again into the praetorium and summoned Joshua and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Joshua answered, "Are you saying this on your own initiative, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief religious leaders delivered you to me. What have you done?" Joshua answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to those who hate me. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this world." Commentary note 70. Are not the religious systems, the Roman Catholic, Anglican, Orthodox, Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, non-denominational, Protestant, etc., kingdoms in this world, with their leaders and kings and properties and buildings and programs and money that make up those systems? Do not those religious kingdoms operate by the world's rules? Are they not accepted by the world as good religious institutions? In contrast, Joshua's kingdom is not of this world and is not represented by the world's Bible or Christian religious sects. Returning to the text, verse 37. Therefore Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Joshua answered, "You say correctly that I am a king. For this reason I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Commentary note 71. If you are of the truth, that is, if you care about that which is true and hate that which is false, you will hear Joshua's voice through his teachings, and you will react appropriately, which is to agree with him and to do what he says. Continuing the text, verse 38. Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And then he said this. And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no guilt in this man, but you have a custom that I release someone for you at the Passover. Do you wish then that I release for you the king of the Jews?" So they cried out again, saying, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber and accused murderer.